This is the Plain English Real Estate Show with your host, Rowena Patton, a show that focuses on the real estate market in terms you can easily understand. Call Rowena now. The number is 240-9962 or 1-800-570-9962. Now here's the English girl in the mountains, the agent that I would trust, Rowena Patton.
Good morning and welcome to the show. This is Rowena Patton on the Real Estate News Radio Show, and Patrick Franzen's on the show today. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Ro. Very excited about today's show.
Yeah, what a topic. We're talking about divorce.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, well, many of us have been there. All three adults sitting around the table have been there, sadly. And it's a very different time. And actually, it doesn't matter if you're actually married, even living together for a period of time, which, of course, you all can probably tell I'm from England originally. I've been here for 27 years, gosh. So in England, a lot more people live together. In Europe, a lot more people live together and actually don't get married for a very long period of time. And obviously, that's changed here as well, that a lot of people live together and, you know, have had homes together for years and are not actually married and then break up. So this is about when you've been living together for any period of time and then you break up. What do you do with your real estate? How do you navigate through that? We actually have, believe it or not, a divorce real estate planning program. We're very nuanced in this. In fact, my first client many years ago, one of my first clients was $6.9 million. It was the biggest property on the MLS at that point in time. It was over 100 acres, beautiful home, and they were getting divorced. And I didn't know where to start. We sat around. I didn't have an office in those days. Actually, I was the number one agent in a big box firm locally, and I had a chair in the basement is what I had. And it was my first 6 months in real estate, and I got this listing. So I brought the couple. What a good idea. I brought the couple to sit around the island in my kitchen. To talk about selling their home. Things are a little different these days. This was 2007. It's now 2022. I've learned a lot over the years. I've dealt with many separating couples, many divorcing couples. And I don't worry, I won't sit you around the island in my kitchen anymore because that wasn't such a good idea. The lady had been, I'm trying to think how to not give names or actual situations away here. The lady had been, well, it's a long time ago. The lady had been abandoned by her then husband in a foreign country when she broke her hip. He left her in the country. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
That was one of the issues.
That's a doozy. Oh.
Yeah.
That was an interesting meeting. Mediation is the modern day term.
Yeah. Apparently, I was doing that around my kitchen table
yes,
as they were selling their property.
You were ahead of your time.
$6.9 million.
Ghosting was a thing.
Oh. Unbelievable. It was quite something. So they are no longer married. Excuse me. It's making me cough just thinking about it. Yes, I am back. I know you heard everybody. Heather and Abby last week were amazing. I know you listened to the show, Patrick.
Oh, it was a fantastic
show. Weren't
they
funny?
They are the funniest. Those two together. Wow.
I know. And thank you, all of our listeners, texting me and emailing me and Facebook messaging me and Instagram messaging me all this week saying, oh, my gosh, you're sick. What happened? So the funny thing is Randy Honey, my honey, was listening to the show. And what we didn't know is mom was listening to the show, too, in Fayetteville. So Randy Honey mom's sitting at home in Fayetteville listening to the show. And Heather talks about me being sick. Randy gets a call. What's wrong with Ro? What's going on? Why didn't you tell me? So, you know, when the news gets out there like that, thank you for all your concern. I am perfectly fine. Thank you to Pardy. We should say they did a great job. And to all of you who have allergies like me and go, ooh, allergies, smellages, just hay fever, whatever, go and get it seen to.
Yep.
Get your injections. Take your Zyrtec or whatever
Flonase.
It is you take every day.
Every night. Yep.
Guess who forgot hers this morning? Oops.
Oops.
So, and basically what happens is, what happened to me was I had really bad allergies. They got worse and worse, some wheezing at night. And then I was wheezing during the day. And then I think a bug got in and got me or something. Or the allergies just got so bad I couldn't breathe. Because I couldn't breathe, my blood pressure was really high. So I just went to urgent care because I couldn't get into my doctors. And I know about that. I couldn't get into my doctor's, like, go to ER. I'm like, I'm not going to ER. That's ridiculous. So I go to urgent care. Like, oh, you're in stroke zone for your blood pressure. Sent me off to ER, and here I am way later, and I'm doing really well, thank you. So thank you for all your concern. I don't want you to get all nervous out there that I'm about to keel over or anything. It'll take a lot more than that.
It's scary when your heart goes crazy.
Yeah.
Blood pressure. I mean, it's not a fun feeling.
No, it was definitely not a fun feeling. So if you're dealing with it, you know, especially you folks who are 40 and up, you're like, yeah, allergies, whatever. It's just allergies. Just like asthma. You know, asthma is, if you've ever had asthma in your life and you have allergies, you've got to be really careful. How about you, Patrick? You're not 19 either. When you grew up, how many people had asthma in your class? Maybe one?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't a, I didn't even
thing,
hear about
it.
It. Yeah.
Maybe there's two in the entire school or something.
Right.
Now it seems that, like, everyone has asthma. Or same thing with allergies. We all seem to have allergies. And when you pile allergies on with asthma, all we're really talking about is upper respiratory, right? When you can't breathe very well.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, take care of it, people. That's all
right.
I'm saying.
That's right.
Don't do what I did.
Do as I say.
Don't be me. Go and get it taken care of and take your medicine like I didn't this morning, even after going through that. Crazy. Oh, my gosh. And Patrick today has some trivia for us. Let's go for it. Maybe the trivia is about divorce.
Oh, well, no trivia today about divorce.
I might be able to come up with one.
We were thinking about April Fool's Day.
Ooh.
And what we're going for today is, when was it first celebrated?
Oh.
Okay. So, yeah, we're going to go with, was April Fool's Day first celebrated in 1863? 1905, 4600 BC. Wow. That's a long time ago. Or was it 1350? So again, April Fool's Day was celebrated in 1863, 1905, 46 BC.
Ooh.
Or 1350.
Interesting. 240-9962. If you're calling in from Mars, 800-570-9962. I always say that because does anybody use 800 numbers anymore? I don't know. Because we've all got cell phones and it doesn't cost any more and yada, yada, yada. Some of us still have landlines, I guess.
Yeah.
800-240-9962. No, that's wrong. Don't use that number. Oh, it's going to be one of those days. 800-570-9962. If you're calling in locally or have a cell phone, as many of you do these days, 828-240-9962, win the trivia. That is a beautiful cocktail at Jargon in West Asheville. They love you there, and I love them there. Ask for the Queen's Table. I should have said that. Now I can't get it. Yeah, don't do that. It's
sharing
a really
your secrets.
Bad table, not good at all. Chef's Table. They have a chef's table there for two. You can sit at the bar as well. It's but make sure you make a reservation. It's one of my favorite restaurants in the city of Asheville. We also have Sunshine Trading. Sunshine Trading do a free mask for you. And I'm telling you, just go to that place. It's amazing. They've got all kinds of goodies. I haven't been there in too long. I have at least a piece of art on my wall, a triptych, beautiful wood carved piece of art. And I also have a sofa from them. They just have all kinds of cool stuff. They also have little rugs, pillows, inexpensive little easy chairs for your bedroom, you know, pretty much anything you want. It's just, I go gaga in there.
Oh, you come out of there feeling like sunshine.
Oh, I love it. It's in the River Arts District behind 12 Bones. Real easy. Actually, you wouldn't notice it going by. That's why I love telling you about it. Just go past 12 Bones in a door and it opens up to this massive, massive center, which is very, very interesting and just a fun place to
be. One of my favorite places to go in Asheville.
Yeah, and you've got all the River Arts District down there too, which is over 300 working galleries, which is pretty cool.
Pretty rad.
I'm taking my little padded vest off right now because we're warm today, thank goodness. It's
spring
almost summer.
Here. Spring.
We're so excited because it's almost summer. Yay! So we're talking about divorce today, boo, or breaking up of relationships. So what do you think the top 10 reasons are for divorce, Patrick? putting you up?
Well, I would say
putting you in the hot seat.
It would probably be money. Money.
Money comes in at, trouble with finances is number two.
Number two.
Yep.
Yeah.
Number two.
What about infidelity? Is there any of that going on?
Whoop, whoop, whoop. Number one.
Number one.
Infidelity or an extramarital affair. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
And what else do you think? Well, lack of communication. Do you think people say that?
Yeah, they're just not talking anymore. Fall out.
It's so funny. You have to look that up, Randy. How we don't talk anymore.
Ooh, okay.
I'm trying to think of the verse now. There's our next trivia question. 240-9962. Who sang it? Who sang that song? 240-9962. Give us a call. I am going to, we're going to do something different today. We're going to have a whole segment where I read you from our best-selling book on selling homes, our program on All-Star Divorce Real Estate Planning. It'll take about 6 minutes. So we're chit-chatting and getting our trivia out of the way and getting you going on divorce and breakup of relationships and what we do with real estate before we get into that. So if you know the answer to the trivia question, then go ahead, give us a call. Lack of communication, right? That's an obvious one. Like, we just don't talk anymore. It's so funny. Maybe I should look that up and just give you the song, because that we could find a song for all of these, couldn't we?
Probably.
What's a cheating song, Randy?
Oh, that any country song, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, any country song is a cheating song.
Tear in my beer.
The
Carrie Underwood one. You know, Keen is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Kia's car.
It's called cheating or something. Yeah.
Maybe you'll think next time before he cheats, that one.
Yeah, there you go. Before he cheats.
Before he cheats. And then trouble with finances. What would be our song with that?
Oh.
You think?
Too much month at the end of the money.
There you go.
Yeah.
Fancy like Applebee's.
Yeah.
We'll have a modern one like Fancy Like Applebee's. You know that one?
Yes.
Fancy like Applebee's. Yeah, that one. Lack of communication. We know that one. Constant arguing. What would be our song on that one? Patrick, you just never listen to me anymore. We'll role play it for you.
Where's the beef?
Spare me.
Where's the beef? What would be our song for constant arguing?
I'm going to need some therapy after this show.
And listen, guys, we're not making fun of divorce. It is miserable. We're not making fun of breaking up either. But it's miserable, right? It's such a horrible, miserable thing to go through.
And we've all been there. Much empathy for folks.
But just know you come out the other side. Right?
Oh, you do.
Come out the other side and you meet other people or not. You know, I swore off men forever and look at me now. So constant arguing. What would be our song there? Cameron's calling in. Let's join Cameron in on that. Cameron Ball, good morning. He's our amazing loan officer. You are joining us on our top 10 reasons for divorce, and we're on constant arguing, and we want to know what song you'd come up with for that. We're all working on it here. Constant arguing.
You're being thrown under the bus.
Oh, am I on?
Oh.
You are.
Yes, you are.
Maybe there must be 50 reasons to leave your lover. Will that do? There must be 50 ways to leave your lover.
Normally, Randolph answers the phone and gives me a little warm up.
Sorry.
I was like, man,
ain't gonna happen.
Sideways into that one.
She jumped on that, man.
What do you think?
You
constant
ready.
Arguing. Give me one.
Oh, I don't
50
know.
50 ways to leave your lover. Will
50
that do?
Ways
songs
that works
for arguing.
Constant arguing. Yeah.
Well, while you're thinking about it, I did find this one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
What's that one?
The Carrie Underwood
Oh,
one.
Before he
yeah,
cheats,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I forgot. So Patrick can sing. He sang at the Vatican.
1997.
Wow. That's an incredible voice you got over there. This radio guy I've been picking up on. I'm mixing you over here really nice.
I love it. Turn it up, Randy. Turn her up.
Right now, he's probably up behind her with a blue stick showing her how to shoot the combo.
Love it. Actually, I got to be honest, that song annoys me because I feel like it's a little me too.
Yeah.
It used to be that we there's a whole swathe of songs like that. Beyonce had another one as well about, I don't know, whatever she did, like ran him over with a car or something, and I don't know. Haven't we just dealt with that with Will Smith this week? I mean, really?
It's been my go-to joke this week.
I know. So constant arguing. Oh, another one. Get this. 1, 2, 3, 4. This is like number 5 or 6. Weight gain. I've got it. I've got the best song.
Oh,
I win the trivia. Fat bottom girls, they make the rockin' world go round. I got it. See, come on. I got to get a prize for that one. Right, so weight gain. Well, apparently, I mean, I guess that would be the Queen one is a good weight gain, right? So weight gain, that's sort of shocking and not shocking, I guess, because... Oh, yes! Yes! Come on, Patrick.
No, it's not come on. Good one, babe. Fat bottom girls.
Just do it in a baritone.
Oh, hang out, fat bottom girls. They make the rockin' world go round.
Yeah.
Love it. Randy, you're doing really well
really
here.
Really good.
Challenging me.
Yeah.
Wow. Weight gain. So, you know, you meet and you're making all that effort when you first meet. Have you ever been through a divorce, Cameron?
Unfortunately, I have.
See, four out of four. It's amazing. Four out of four adults. So
it's not just the mainstream club anymore.
No, Pat. Mm-mm. No. I mean, and it's miserable, right? We're obviously not making fun of it, but what are we going to do? Sit here and go, wow, this morning? Mm. No, it's let's have some fun with it. So weight gain. What do you think, guys? Weight gain, is that an issue?
No.
Nobody dares say anything. I love it. Mm. I love it. Mm. I think it's more of an issue for men. Why am I the only women? I want to hear for some women. Call in. Let's hear from you. I think that women love their men when they're plump. They might make a little fun of you. Oh, you're getting a little beer belly there, honey.
Oh, I dad body.
Dad body. I don't think women say dad body. Kids say dad body. Men say to each other dad body. Your lady is much less like, of course some do, some are mean, right? But ladies are much less likely to say dad body. Am I allowed to say lady anymore?
Courts.
Okay, just checking. Because, you know, we have Supreme Court justices now who can't define a woman. So I'm just checking if I can still say lady. I think you all know out there what I mean when I say lady, right? You got it going on?
Exactly what
is a
woman?
You see how she slid by the delay button right there?
I slid by the delay button. Yeah, he got... Well, what's wrong with saying it? Can't we have normal conversations now?
Of course we can.
I appreciate her, and I'm not anti-gay, I'm not anti... I worked with a transsexual for a long, long time. I mean, I have no problems whatsoever. Listen, you'll get to do whatever you want to get to do, and nothing wrong with that at all in my book. I just think it's pretty easy to define a woman. So on that note, I think ladies are perfectly fine with their men when they put a few pounds on.
Yeah, I think they are too.
I think that men with their ladies, the minute the lady gets a little plump, it's like, ooh.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're much more shallow, is what I'm saying.
Shallow now.
Well, it's not. It's just different. Right? We're all attracted to different things. Notice the men just daren't have the conversation. I love
the fragile male ego. You are just stomping it this morning.
No, I don't mean to be at all. I'm saying there's nothing wrong with that. We just are attracted to what we're attracted to, right? But I think that for men, having a plump woman is more of a... maybe it's because you walk down the street with a plump woman... And you're like, oh, what are people thinking of me with a plump woman? I don't know. What do you think? No, never.
I think they're pretty happy.
You like a plump woman, is what you're saying, Patrick?
Oh, I like all women. I'm on the spot right now.
Oh.
Yeah, you are.
How about you, Randy?
All shapes, sizes, and colors
and
kinds. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. It's not about looks.
So if you went onto a dating site, you wouldn't put slim preferred or anything like that?
No.
Okay. So you'd say extra £200, no problem.
Wouldn't go that far.
Okay,
but,
so
yeah.
Just checking where those boundaries are.
Yeah,
I know it's really hard to keep my girlish figure right now at my age.
Your girlish figure? let me tell you, why is Cameron so quiet?
I can't get a word in edgewise.
Well, what do you think, Cameron? Is it more of an issue for men with weight, seriously, than it is for women?
I think, there's been many studies. Men are more
visually attracted. I mean, that's as a whole, mm-hmm. that visual is more important to them. But I really, you know, it really boils down to, if you're happy with that individual, I think what you see is beautiful and has nothing to do with the scale.
Mm-hmm.
Bring the bell. Hit the bell.
Aww.
Winner, winner.
Oh, winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cameron.
Do you like chicken, Cameron?
Saving us all.
I like all food. I'm like Patrick. I like all food.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got three more to go. Unrealistic expectations. What might that look like? My husband's going to win the lottery. No. My husband's going to be a director in the next 2 years and buy me a big house. That might be one. What might the guy's expectation be?
I've got an interesting one here that really rang true. The reason many marriages fail is that at the beginning of the relationship, the woman believes that the man will change, and the man believes that the woman will never change.
Isn't that the truth? And that, I think you're correct there, that more often that's a male-female thing. Oh, gosh, we're not allowed to say that anymore, are we? Male-female thing?
He, she.
Well, but it seems the female is always thinking about what the male is going to be able to accomplish, you know, in their life and monetarily. And then the guy is thinking, at getting married at 21, 22 years old, that she's going to always look like that. She's always going to adore everything that he does. Everything's going to be cute and, lovable. And, you just think that it's always, and that's just, I think you have to go into it with, like you said, more realistic expectations on both sides.
Yeah, you're right. And also, especially when you get married when you're young, then children come along. And, men, I know you'll know this, but the woman carries the child and then gets all these stretch marks and puts weight on and hormones go crazy and all this stuff goes on. I think your body changes a little bit when you have children. Yeah. Imagine carrying around this little monster for nine. I mean, gosh, I can't even imagine it.
No. I can't either, actually.
that's probably a good thing. I think there are some studies where they're trying to get men to be able to carry children now. And even if you violently disagree in the Patrick's daughter's grinning over here, it's very fun. Even if you violently disagree with the whole sexual ideology conversations that are going on, there are many, many women that say it would be a very good thing if there was some science out there where men could carry the baby that... Things would change a little bit.
I'm pretty sure I was on the internet and I saw where a man has carried a baby.
I think you're right. Well, everything on the internet's true. We know that. Especially if it's Hunter Biden's laptop. So I slid by the delay button again. That was so fun. Oh, we're having a good day today. So we talked about unrealistic expectations is probably one of the biggest ones would be my feeling, because actually, that leads to everything else, the infidelity, the trouble with finances. Mm-hmm. And I know that if my honey's listening, I'm so sorry, I'm going to admit this. On our second date, we spent almost 6 hours sitting on my deck, talking everything through, like just talking about stuff. You know, do you believe in God? What happened in your last relationships? How do you feel about money? What kind of discussions around money?
Yeah,
we had the talk.
The talk.
Yeah.
The talk.
I don't think I can say one of the most famous coaches for relationships right now says, I'll just use it with words, Randy, so you don't have to bleep me. He says this talk should happen before the goes in the And that's how true is that, really?
It's very true.
Yeah, and it most often doesn't happen. I think it should be taught at school. Like, how are these topics not taught at school?
I mean, it is. It's the key to life is to be able to communicate.
Right. And you have a partner. Most people have a partner in that. That's perfectly normal. And that partner is the one that helps you through life and is usually the other side of you, right? That all the stuff you can't do, you want to find somebody that can do that. So, you know, unless you have these discussions and learn about finances, you can't go and figure out which is the least expensive loaf in the grocery store.
Yeah. What about life events, Ro? Life events.
Yeah, it's kind of weird that's not there, isn't it? You mean life events such as the parents die or
death.
Yeah. Or your previous wife dies or your previous husband dies or You mean death of one of you? That would definitely cause a separation.
Well, that would be the final note, I guess. But yeah, no, I'm talking family events. Oftentimes children going away, empty nest.
Yeah, empty nesters, absolutely. That's a classic one. And post-COVID too.
Post-COVID.
You know, people have gotten together and spent some time together, and then like, to heck with this. I'm thinking about, I'll be retiring in 15, 25, whatever it is, 2 years' time, or I'm retired already, I can't take this anymore. So, or the kids have left home. It's like, that's a classic, right?
It is.
Yeah, when it's like, and sometimes you see divorces happening just before they leave home as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I just can't take this anymore.
Well, you know? There's a lot of, I mean, that falls back into that financial. So, you know,
yeah.
Paying for kids in college, finishing up the house, where's my retirement?
Well, I think when relationships are struggling, they do think. I know in my last relationship, we got the bed that moves up and down, you know, mm-hmm. the Tempur-Pedic one. It's like $6,000. It's like having a baby when you're younger, you know, to save the marriage.
Right.
We got the Tempur-Pedic bed. I think a lot of people spend money remodeling their house or buying a car or a boat or something to that wasn't a poke, Randy. Mm-hmm. Randy Honey and I are looking at used boats all over the place. So I don't think our relationship is flailing or anything.
I think the way I look at that is throwing money at the relationship.
I think you're right. We are going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back to Cameron. Can you hold on there for a minute, Cameron?
Sure enough.
Awesome. We'll see you in just a second. This is Rowena Patton on the Real Estate News Radio Show, WWNC 570. Give us a call at 240-9962 if you know the answers to a trivia.
From the 570 Weather Center, this is your Weather Channel forecast.
After a sunny start this afternoon, clouds will begin to move in late today with a high hitting 61. And then a partly cloudy sky overnight will be breezy as the low cools down to 41 degrees. Tomorrow, slightly warmer with some sunshine in the forecast and a high headed up to 62. On Monday, partly cloudy with a high near 70. Then an approaching front will result in some periods of heavy rainfall on Tuesday with a high temperature eventually reaching the low 60s. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel.
Hi, this is Rick, and we sold our home with Rowena Patton at All Star Powerhouse. We didn't really want to move, but needed to for my job. Our first realtor didn't listen, didn't care, didn't try. Not a single showing in 2 months. A friend recommended Rowena. She saw the hard work we'd put into the home, what it meant to us, and what it could mean to someone else. Next thing you know, it's sold. If you need to get your home sold and not just listed, you need to talk with Rowena Patton. Give her a call at 828-333-4483.
Don't let real estate pass you by with All Star Powerhouse.
Rowena Patton here at All Star Powerhouse. Sell it now. Don't wait. Call me at 828-333-4483.
Don't let real estate pass you by with All Star Powerhouse.
This is the Plain English Real Estate Show with Rowena Patton on News Radio 570 WWNC.
Heading down south to the land of the pines. I'm thumbing my way into North Carolina. Staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights.
I love that one. Thank you, Randy. Welcome back to the show. This is Rowena Patton, All-Star Powerhouse, with Patrick Franzen today, who just stepped out of our concierge agent program into our field agent program. Congratulations, Patrick.
The big step for me this week. What excitement in my life.
Congrats.
After a couple of months, he has gotten 3 contracts already that he's attached to that have gone pending, and now he's out there and he's going to be bugging you even more, Cameron.
I love it.
So what have you got for us today? I know we had that hike. Are we expecting another one yet, Cameron?
Certainly by the next meeting. I would not be surprised if they maybe had a mid-meeting hike, a cumulative of possibly up to a half point.
Ooh.
By, May. You know, listen, and I want to make sure, and what we're talking about is, of course, the Federal Reserve, if people aren't quite sure what we're talking about. The Federal Reserve, who is trying to tamp down inflation, is, in my opinion, even though they're technically ahead of the game, they're really behind the game in doing this. But they've had a lot to go through with COVID and, you know, things going on that they really, I mean, they couldn't adjust the rates like they needed to. And I also wanted to mention for folks that when the Fed raises the rate that they have, that they're responsible for, it does not directly affect mortgage rates. It is indirect because mortgage rates are tied to the bonds and their rate increases will affect the bond market. And so it's kind of a ripple effect, but I don't want people to think that if I called and got pre-qualified and I was at, say, 4.5 and they raised it 0.25, that doesn't mean that your rate's going to automatically go to 4.25, excuse me, 4.75. It may, but, you know, just make sure we have our information correct. But it's a, you know, the rates took a little bit of a dip toward the end of the week. And I mean a very little, maybe more of a level off, instead of that extremely sharp upward trend. But I've been saying this and I'll continue to say this for quite a while. You know, they're still in great shape, historically. We're seeing a lot of activity with folks still being interested, in getting pre-approved for purchases. Refinances have fallen off a good bit, but, you know, as the rates go higher and you need to access money or the equity in your home, we can always look at home equity lines, second mortgages, if that makes more sense. If you're locked into a great rate, you know, 3-2 something, and you don't want to mess with that, but yet you want to tap $50,000, $70,000, $100,000 worth of equity, we can do that with other vehicles.
Got it. Got it. Okay. Anything else for us, Cameron? You're welcome to stay on because we're next one, we're going to talk about lack of intimacy.
Oh.
You know.
All the men are quivering around the table.
Come on, Cameron. Stay with us, Cameron. You're our fearless leader.
I will politely bow out of that. But, guys, I appreciate y'all having me on every week.
Of course. And if you want to contact Cameron, you can go to mountainhomehunt.com, mountainhomehunt.com. Click on finance and his smiling face will come up there, his cell phone number, everything you need to bug Cameron will come up. Thank you so much, Cameron. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you, Cameron.
So the penultimate one on here is a lack of intimacy. We all know what that means. And let's be honest. So first off, you start off with romantic love. We know what that means.
Flowers.
Flowers.
Honeydews.
We're all skinny or we're not as heavy as we'll be later. At least by 0.5 pound or so. Boxes of chocolates.
Chocolate.
Smiles. We laugh at your jokes.
Oh, you're so funny.
We hold your hand. We gaze at you deep into your eyes and think we've found our soulmate, the person who we just never knew existed.
We finish each other's sentences.
We finish each other's sentences. What else? I love how you said that, Randy. I wish I had a video of that. His eyes went up to the sky as he finished it off. What else do we do?
Your snoring doesn't bother me.
You're snoring. That one was for you, Randy, honey. Yes, I snore. What else? Your snoring doesn't. Honey, I don't even hear you snoring. I love it. What else?
What was
there in the beginning that you realized, oh, gosh? How you trim your beard and the little pieces drop off on the bathroom floor.
How you clean your house.
How you clean your house.
I actually made my bed.
How you make your bed. How you drop your towels on. Oh, my gosh. How you stack the dishwasher.
Or how you stroll around the house.
How you stroll around the house, yeah.
House shorts or not.
So all those things, Patrick's an expert on this. I think you could be a relationship therapist on this one.
I think I am. I am a realtor.
Yeah, well, that's very true. And very often we are. I think at many of my previous listings here, I'd say about 70% of them, if not 80% of them, have been for couples who are going through a divorce or a separation. And it's very sad. And that what you need through that is somebody that not only is going to, well, you may not want your hand held, but somebody that understands what that minefield looks like. And they're not going to put you around your kitchen island like I did in 2007.
Well, you know what we have now? We have technologies that help us.
Of course,
so yes. So we're able to spend that more the more time with our clients.
Yes.
And hold their hand.
Of course, yes, without physically holding it, of course.
Right.
No, they're all
virtual hands.
Especially when you've got kids, parents, animals involved. Just the whole thing is a nightmare for anyone to go through. Many people haven't gone through a divorce before or not with a family, and it's very, very tricky and how you put those in place. And I am going to come on to the book in just a second here. However, I want to get through these last two. So the intimacy thing I want to talk about because, you know, I always think, well, you know, there are people that, veterans, for example, that can't have that level of intimacy anymore physically. You know, that's it. You could have, I don't know, had half your body blown off in a war, for goodness sake.
Right.
And yet people still stay together and love each other. Intimacy is not just about sex.
No.
It's about what you used to do in the beginning. It's about how you grab her hand or how she gives you a little head tickle or a neck scratch or well, give me some non...
Cuddling.
Yeah, spooning.
So, aww.
What do you think? Randy's trying to avoid...
Whatever the other person's love language is, learn to speak it.
Oh, yes. That's intimate, too. You're absolutely right.
Love language.
Like what? Give me an example of
well,
that.
Well, leaving notes in the morning. If you leave earlier, like an early morning DJ does, leave a sweet little note by the coffee pot.
You guys are special. Oh, my gosh. What is going on? Are you Googling this stuff?
Yeah. Refill it and get it ready. Make a fresh pot for her and leave a note and bye.
Have you ever done this, Randy?
Many times.
Make a fresh pot for her. Aww.
Yeah.
And everybody, this is Randy Houston. He is single right now, I believe. Are you single, Randy?
Yes.
Oh, Randy is single.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good-looking guy, and he's got this beautiful radio voice.
Well, thank you very much.
So if you're interested in a date with Randy, 240-9962.
Delay button.
So, yeah, there are all kinds of it. I love that. Make her a fresh pot.
Oh, there's, you know, do things like, I mean, that's a straight line to someone's heart.
Yeah,
little things like that.
It's really true. And I think it's the same for guys and women, even though we say it's not. I think it is.
Yeah, I think you have to have a date night.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
You've got to go to Asheville Brewing Company and enjoy a movie and a delicious pizza.
Yeah.
Ooh, there you go.
Highland Brewing and a concert. Yeah.
Yeah, just something. Yeah. And even when you're not feeling like it or it's like, yeah, I don't really feel like going there tonight. The consistency of that, I think, is very important.
You are right.
Friday
don't drop
night,
it.
Date night.
Don't start it and then stop it.
Right. Yeah. It's kind of like working out. You can't work out once a month. It doesn't work. So the last one on here is a lack of equality. This is a very common one in real estate. So the people that really take off in real estate, and that's 1%, well, any type of business, right? So the top 1% the top 5% make 90% of the money.
Right.
So I see this commonly in real estate with the people I hang out with around the country who are the top agents in the country making a lot of money. And I know one, for example, I'm not going to say where she is. She has a wonderful marriage, a second marriage for her. And she went from being a single mom and really, really struggling to now owning a real estate empire, makes a lot of money. Fortunately, their marriage made it through it. Sometimes, and there's as many men, well, there's about 30% male realtors, 70% female realtors. So, you know, women can make a lot of money in real estate. And by the way, we do have a lot of scholarships for those of you thinking about being in real estate.
Oh, we've got a fantastic scholarship.
Yeah, we have a $10,000 scholarship out there right now. So if you know somebody that wants to get into real estate, we love helping people get into real estate. We're not just looking for people who, you know, experienced agents that do a lot of business. We'd love to have you too. And any nuances we can give you to take it up a notch, that's fantastic. But we particularly love helping people get into real estate, give you a springboard with all of our programs and our unique selling proposition, really.
Well, Ro, you know what I've realized is you enjoy seeing people blossom.
Yes, I do.
And you bring the best out of people. So
yes, I do.
It's a pretty fantastic program.
Well, good. I'm really glad you feel that way. And it's been a joy watching you get through those three contracts so quickly, which is very rare in real estate. So lack of equality, you know, you can have some of these women around the country. And I'm just saying it can be the same thing with a guy, you know, when the ladies may be staying at home, raising the kids, you know, and giving up a career, especially, you know, they get a degree and they're in some kind of career and then they step out of that to raise the kids and they stay at home. and the guy's earning, you know, 50, 100, 200, 500, $1 million, whatever it is, and the other person isn't earning money. So that can be very hard because you can't just go out and spend money when you want to.
Well, I've also seen it where the, you know, mother comes out of taking care of the kids, gets back in the field and starts making a killing.
Oh, yeah.
And then that also, you know, tamper the relationship.
Yeah.
Because the male ego.
Yeah.
Fragile male.
It's
ego.
Fragile.
Yeah.
And I'm not doing my worth. I'm not bringing to the table what I was supposed to in
the
relationship.
The house,
and then they just turn sour.
Yeah.
And the communication part is where you have to. So
it's all attached, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all attached. They all are. But I suggest if you can to communicate, and even if it's through a therapist.
Yes.
Hey, I'm telling you, therapist, everybody's got a different opinion about them. I think they're great. At least it gets your mind to create and to talk. And I've been very thankful with relationships that I've had. It's really turned around my thinking and my understanding. So
even if it's for the next one, correct?
That's right.
I'll just say, I think you're a dingbat if you don't go to therapy. If you're having trouble in your relationship, why would you not do this to at least give it a go? That's a stone that you upturn. And yes, they may get you into a better place to break up. Mm-hmm. But that's okay too.
That's
at least
exactly what happened to me. It gets you to a better place to end this.
Yes.
Yeah. Communicate about ending it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because that's, you know, I don't know. My feeling is even though you're divorced, you really you're always attached to that person.
Of course.
And if you can create a relationship with them, especially with children, if you can communicate with them, it's certainly just best for what is still your family. You might be divorced in words, but you're still there with that person in some type of connection.
Yes. Let's see if we've got enough time. Sorry, Randy, go ahead.
Oh, and there's these trained therapists will teach you a lot about yourself.
Yes.
You will change. You will be a changed person.
Look up Imago therapists. There are quite a few locally. The Bible of relationship therapy is called Getting the Love You Need, and they wrote another book called Keeping the Love, Getting the Love You Want, Keeping the Love You Need, or something like that. It's Harville Hendricks, that's his name. I had to dig in my brain for that one there. He was actually, he had a muse locally, actually. But those two are the Bibles of relationship therapy. And it's all around the Imago theory. So it's very interesting. So, but you're a dingbat if you don't do it there. I said it. I call people a dingbat.
Yep. I guess, you know, being April Fools, fools falling in love.
Oh,
yeah. We might have to end on that one if you can find it, Randy. Meanwhile, I'm going to jump in to reading our Program 13 All-Star Divorce Real Estate Planning Program, because this is from our best-selling book. We have about, I don't know, 17 programs in there. I should know I wrote the book, I guess. It went bestseller overnight, actually. It was very exciting to watch. And it's programs that help people buy and sell real estate in a different way and find their unique value proposition. It's called.
It's a wonderful book.
It's called, thank you, Patrick.
Wonderful
unique
book.
Value proposition. It's worth buying just for the silly pictures of me in the 80s in the back. So this is Program 13, All-Star Divorce Real Estate Planning Program. People going through divorce are often in the midst of disentangling some or all of their joint possessions, including their family home and other property, as well as negotiating custody, which is even harder. Oh my gosh, should children and pets be involved? People are even negotiating custody of their pets. This can be very rewarding yet treacherous territory for real estate agents. The family house is often the most valuable asset owned by the couple. Therefore, helping a couple considering separation can be a great gift, as going through the motions of providing a value on the home may shed some light as to how big getting a divorce actually is. The home often becomes a ground zero minefield on the road to divorce. Add into these financial aspects a huge dose of emotional stress and strain, and it's no wonder why on the Homes and Russ stress scale, divorce takes the number two position. Only death of a spouse ranks higher. So let's look at the agent's role in a divorce consultation. Sometimes a spouse who is considering separation and perhaps divorce contacts a real estate agent, particularly if they have a friend in the business, to get an idea of the value of the home. Agents should proceed with great caution at this stage and advise the person to get legal advice before moving forward. Agents with a robust divorce program will have a divorce directory, which will contain the names of local divorce lawyers as well as names of other useful professionals like therapists, attorneys, estate sale vendors, movers, and meditators. The directory will comprise people who the agent develops a trusted relationship with over time through specializing in a divorce program. When dealing with a divorcing couple, remember you are there as the real estate agent, not an attorney. Do not attempt to provide legal advice in any fashion. To do so would not only risk your license, it would also be ethically wrong. It just isn't the right thing to do. They're already in a volatile and emotionally difficult situation, and you can best help them through this rocky period by helping to connect them with the appropriate professionals. If you choose to specialize as an agent working with divorcing couples, beware of citing statistics. To illustrate this, do some research and you'll find plenty of information disputing the popular notion that 50% of marriages end in divorce. Check out divorcerate.org and other sites for current divorce rates, which can differ greatly depending on where you live. Not all states report divorce statistics. The group of people getting married in a particular year is not the same group providing divorce statistics for that year. And between 1960 and 1998, cohabitation, the numbers of people living together without getting married, has increased tenfold. When these liaisons break up, they're not noted in divorce figures. So let's look at the real estate process when divorcing. When a divorcing couple contacts an agent, it's likely they've already been working on finding solutions through one or both of their divorce attorneys. Still, there are some key considerations to be aware of, many of which are addressed by the CPO program. Whether selling to an outside party or each spouse, using the CPO program will benefit both parties. That's looking at repairs needed that both parties need to be aware of. In many divorce cases, one spouse has more motivation to sell than the other. Conducting CPO first allows divorcing couples to objectively and realistically discuss the bottom line value of your home. And you can see more of that one at cpoexperts.com. That's cpoexperts.com. Regardless of whether or not the couple decide to sell the home to a third party or transfer ownership to one spouse, CPO provides for a licensed appraiser to set the price. The addition of the home warranty provides some breathing room on any issues that may come up while the home is listed, and for up to 12 months following the transfer. Divorce requires both parties to examine the lifestyle they've enjoyed together. Most often, money will be tighter when it comes to establishing two new households. Divorcing spouses are wise to hire a financial advisor to help determine whether either spouse can afford to keep the home should one of them desire to do so. Often one spouse takes care of payment of the bills. The other may not realize the bills involved. It's a good idea to suggest a spreadsheet which covers all of the bills attached to the home. Everybody needs to move forward with eyes wide open through every stage of the process. For example, a written agreement on what will take place between the listing periods and when ownership is transferred is critical. Determining other important issues include which party will be responsible for, the structuring of the buyout of the other interest should one spouse... The structuring of the buyout of the other's interest should one spouse sell to the other. That will require assessment by their CPA or the divorce attorney. This is often done with a lump sum or through trading another asset or a payout over a period of time or both, and how that may affect how the home is sold. Which party brings money to the table if the home has negative equity, where the mortgage is greater than the value of the home? Decisions can be made about this upfront using the section of the listing agreement that covers this, if it is applicable in your state. Sometimes it's different. Decisions on how and when the home is shown, for example, 24-hour notice on showings, containment or removal of pets, how repairs are taken care of and how it will be handled with quotes and preferred vendors, paying the mortgage, how will the couple communicate this, the risk incurred on the mortgage, other home-related expenses, setup costs for the new mortgage or the sale, Transfer of ownership on the deed, if any. Capital gains tax. Oh my gosh, there's so much. And mortgage interest, of course. So the legal aspects. Agents should consult with local attorneys to gain a basic understanding. And of course, we've done that at All Star Powers. We have a whole program on this. When entering this arena as an agent, it's also important to understand what stage of separation the couple is at. This can be different depending on where it's at. Each stage may trigger a different course of action in the real estate sale due to the domino effect and how that happens in real estate and other property when it gets divided. Couples might start with a trial separation, taking some time and space to determine if this is a marriage or a union they wish to continue being in. A trial separation can also move slowly or more quickly to a permanent separation by the couple deciding that they wish to live apart with no intention of reconciling. Legal separation may involve changing legal status, the division of property, creation of a legal document outlining how the property will be divided, and more. As an attorney, mediator, or other professional, this can be drawn up. We can draw up the separation document, or even the divorcing couple themselves using an online form sometimes, although this isn't recommended by most legal professionals. So what led me to develop this program? When I started my real estate career, some of my first clients were a husband and wife in the midst of a divorce. They owned a luxury home on over 100 acres of land, which they wanted to sell as part of their divorce agreement. At that time, I knew, considering my level of experience, that I needed some help. So I brought in a land specialist who's since retired. Thank you, Kathy Dickinson. There were many challenges. At $6.9 million, my client's property was the most expensive listing on the MLS. It was also somewhat remote with a few properties to compare it to. And of course, the sellers were divorcing. Needless to say, I went through a huge learning curve. Since that time, back in 2007, and after stepping through some delicate conversations with divorcing clients as well as friends and my own since, I've learned the importance of developing a tried and true support team and process to assist divorcing and separating couples.
That is wonderful information.
Well, that is our program, where it came about from. Obviously, you know, details, oh my gosh, we'll sit down with you and help you with that as it happens. There are all kinds of strategies for you. We're not attorneys. We're not advising you on the legal aspects. However, I can tell you that when you're going through this, and you'll know this if you are, it's so painful that the last thing that you want is some realtor coming in, making it more stressful for you and not knowing what to do step by step by step. If you're separating as an individual or divorcing, it is a very, very different process to get your home sold. It's very different. Your average agent on the street who's never done it before, or if it's a friend or relative and they haven't been involved in this, if they don't have the list of attorneys to use or recommendations for you in how this process goes, it's like a whole different business helping
divorcing
couples.
Until you've experienced it, you really just don't know.
That's very, very, very true. And I have probably, I want to say, maybe 750 or 1,000 homes for divorcing couples. We know what we're doing at All Star Powerhouse. Thank you so much for being here today, Patrick. Thank you, as always, Randy.
Two words, go Heels.
Go Heels.
Go Heels.
Yay. Happy Fool's Week. We'll see you on the radio next week.
This has been the Plain English Real Estate Show with Rowena Patton. Visit Rowena and post your questions at radioasheville.com or call her at 828-210-1648.